Since 2005, WEOS listeners have come to know a familiar musical theme and a familiar voice.
Welcome to Out of Bounds. I'm Tish Perlman.
For a half hour each week, Tish Perlman invites guests of all kinds into the studio. Artists, poets, musicians, writers, scientists, and doctors. The guests and topics are wide-ranging and reflect Perlman's own boundless curiosity. If she reads a new book or discovers a musical artist, it's a fair bet she'll bring them on her show. But in the beginning, it wasn't always easy to get them to agree to that interview.
The biggest challenge at first was to get people to come on the show, because oftentimes, especially in our region, people thought I was trying to present a student show. They didn't know that I was really a professional broadcaster. So it took a while to build a reputation so that, you know, now I've got books and CDs and publicists asking for their clients to be on my show. But the challenge was to probably gain credibility.
While Perlman may have her pick of guests, renown isn't what motivates her when she invites somebody on to Out of Bounds.
I didn't want to just have famous people on. I wanted to have people who are doing amazing things in our communities and don't get much recognition.
One truth of public broadcasting, and you certainly hear us say this a lot come Fund Drive, is that we do a lot with a little. That's especially true of Perlman. As an independent producer, she isn't based at a radio station. Perlman secures her own studio time at her own expense for a show that she basically gives away. So it was a big deal when she lost one of her major funding sources last year. Perlman was able to make do with some short-term donations, but friends of Out of Bounds have rallied to gather even more support.
We're going to have a big fundraiser Friday, August 11th at the Kitchen Theater in Ithaca. Musicians, food and drink. We're going to have a raffle because I have had an absolute outpouring of past guests, artists, photographers, musicians, writers who want to donate autographed books, autographed paintings, and businesses are donating. So we're having this huge raffle. We've got Janice Ian sending some stuff, you know. It's going to be a huge event, and we're hoping to keep the project going through this big fundraiser that's planned.
With the challenge of producing Out of Bounds each week and looking for new funding, one might wonder if it's time to look back on more than 10 years of broadcasts and consider it a good enough run.
You know, I have thought I was burning out off and on, and then I book somebody who I've been wanting to book, and I read a book or a memoir that I go, oh, I've got to get in touch with this person. Elizabeth Alexander was one of them, her memoir about her husband dying at the age of 50. She was one of my favorite poets, and I just decided to reach out, and she came on the show a few months ago. So that re-energizes me, the fact that there's still so many people wanting to be on, and I will never run out of ideas because this whole region is just filled with creative people and, you know, forward-thinking people out there working in communities and working in the culture. So I get re-energized every time I start thinking, oh, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. It's too much work doing it by myself, you know. And then I just go, whoa, I just booked so-and-so, and here I am again.
You can hear my complete conversation with Tish Perlman on our website, weos.org. It was a lot of fun getting her on the other side of an interview. There's also information about the Out of Bountiful fundraiser coming up at the Kitchen Theater in Ithaca this Friday from 5 to 8.